Really? Okay. Today's daf is daf Samach Beis. We are on daf Samach Beis on the top. We're in the middle of a brisa. We're in the middle of a brisa discussing how they did the tnufa. The Gemara says now, Ketiv Oseh. What would they do? How would Rashi says Ketiv Oseh? How did they actually do the tnufa? What with the items that have to be weighed? The Gemara brisa says, Meniach emurim al pisas hayad. You take the emurim, take the fat that was going to be waved. You put them in the palm of the hand. The chazev v'shok aleihen, and you place the chazev v'shok on top of them, and you wave it. You do it now. What if included in what needs to be waved is the bread. Ubechol makom sheish lechem, any place where there's lechem, halechem l'mayol. The lechem goes on top of these items. So you have in your hand, you have emurim on top of the emurim, the chazev v'shok, on top of the v'shok, you have. You have the bread. Oh, blue and white. So, so Gemara then asks, so Hecha, where is their bread? Gemara's looking for an example. Price looking for an example as to where there is bread. So, Rapasel the Miluim, you found it in the Miluim. The pasuk says there, when we saw Hamatzos Hashulos Nehashem, Lekachalas Matzah. Lekachalas, you have the bread over there. It goes on. Tosfos points out later on they also have Brother Toza. You have bread as well. So Gemara says, "My timer. What's the reason that we said that the chazet and the shok go on top of the imurim? They go on top of it. We're going to bring a pasuk. About it. So ilayma mishum dechiv. If we're going to say because it says shok hatruma v'chazet hatrufa al ishei achalavim, the shok and the chazet are on top of the chalavim yaviu lahani trufa. Then how does that work? V'chok siv. It says so. There, that pasuk is mashma, like we said." That the chazeh and the shok are on top of the tenufa. Just exactly like we said. But the Gemara says, "V'hot siv." There's another pasuk that says that as hachelev al hachazeh yavienu, that the chelev goes on top of the chazeh, which is mashma the opposite. That the chelev goes on top of the imurim. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi, hahu." The second pasuk, "Hahu demaisele kohen yabeis hamit b'chayim v'ramile." We say that the Imurim are on top of the chazeh. That's for the kohen who's bringing it out from, I guess, the slaughter area or from the place where they clean it out. The beis hamit b'chayim. So it comes out. It makes sense. It comes out with on the bottom, and on the bottom you have the bottom you have the imurim, the chazeh. Sorry, the bottom of the chazeh is showing the imurim on top. He comes and he brings it to the kohen. He takes, you just flip it over. You have it on top. Now that's the way you're supposed to have it. Gemara says, wait a second. We have another pasuk that says, "Well, you see, what's the chalavim al hachazos?" Again, we have another pasuk that says the imurim go on top of the chazan shok. So two pasukim that have the imurim on top. But we say that when you wave it, you have the imurim on top.
How do you have the fat from the bottom?
I guess there's. I don't know how it was done. I don't know if it's cooked yet. It's a shechted.
I know.
All right. So it's a solid piece. The Gemara says, "Hakamash." So what happens? So Gemara says, "No, who do you hardly call nafuri of ozul machleis?" After you did the tenufa, where you had one on top of the other, so you flipped it over and gave it to another kohen to bring it. So you had three kohanim, right? So b'hakamash one, but even shlosh kohanim, you need three kohanim. The first kohen has the emurim on top of the chazan shok. He brings it to the kohen who's in a wave, it's flipped over, so the chazan shok are on top of the emurim. And he flips it over again and brings it to the other kohen, will then bring it to the mizbeach to be marked here. The hakamash one, we see here, "Debayin al shlosha kohenim, mishum nesiv berov am hagris melech." Contrary to berov am hagris melech, anytime you're supposed to do a mitzvah with a lot of people, you're supposed to, berov am hagris melech, that you have to do the avodah with a lot of kohanim. Right? So that's the halacha. Next case, the Mishnah said, "Ushtei halechem." So now you do tenufa by the shtei halechem, and the shtei kibsei atzeres that are brought on Shavuos. The Gemara now brings a brisa that talks about waving the shtei halechem and the kibsei atzeres. How is it done? Okay, so which one goes on top of the other? Tana Rabban, right? So basically, what's going to happen is we're going to bring a pasuk, and the pasuk itself is a sphira. It says both ways. Now we're going to bring four ways to answer that sphira. Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Brisa by the parsha, and quoting the parsha of the Shnei Halechem that come on Shavuos with the Shnei Kvasim that come as a Shlamim. Plus it says, "Vehini hakohen osam alechem habikurim." You wave them on top of the lechem. So that's mashma. That's what? The animals on top of the bread. Yochel, Gemara says, Yochel yiniyach kvasim agab lechem. That's mashma. He puts a kvasim on top of the bread. Oh, no. Talmud Lomer. The pasuk says later on, al shnei kvasim. Let's read the full pasuk. The pasuk says, Vehenif ha-kohen osam al-lechem ha-bikurim tnufa l'fnei Hashem, al shnei kvasim kodesh yu al-lechem l'kohen. So it's one place it says that, first place it's mashma that the animals on top of the lechem, and the second part of the pasuk is mashma the lechem is on top of the kvasim. So what's going on? Talmud Lomer, al shnei kvasim. I al shnei kvasim, yochel lechem al-gabi kvasim. Then you think that the bread goes on top of the kvasim. No, Talmud Lomer, beginning of the pasuk, al-lechem bikurim. Gemara says, Nishtakel ha-kosu. The pasuk is even. Right? Rashi points out, Nishtakel ha-kosu, v'hushu shnei dinam ha-pasuk zeh. The both dinam are equal in this pasuk. The tarki shamina minei, because we mash both ways from the pasuk, it's impossible. The lo yadina basar ha-minei not nizel. We don't know which way to go, which part of the pasuk to teach us the halacha. Gemara says, Nishtakel ha-kosu, v'ein yodein, I don't know. Im lech, Gemara says, im lechem al gabe kvasim, does the lechem go on top of the kvasim? Vim kvasim al gabe lechem, I don't know. Mamat says, Gemara answers, no. So mamat seen the b'chol makom lechem l'mala. So most of the place, everywhere else we see that the lechem, everywhere else we see bread, the lechem goes on top, akkan lechem l'mala. So Gemara says, wait a second, there's a ton of comments answered. Gemara says, heichach, where do we find the lechem on top? Like we said before, by the miluim. By the pasuk of the miluim, we found that when they blamed the bread was on top. That's one answer to explain the skira. Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam Omer, no, he said, you kind of comment says the lechem's on top. Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam says, no, the kvasim are on top. It's kvasim l'mayla. Ah, you mind me, mekayim, al shnei kvasim. But what am I supposed to do then? The second part of the brisa, of the pasuk which says that the bread is on top of the shnei kvasim. That's a different limud. Al shnei kvasim is lahotzi shiva. It's to exclude the seven. What's that? Rashi says, lahotzi sheva. Rashi says, shehashiva kvasim shel ola. With the shnei kvasim of the shlamim, they also brought seven kvasim for an ola. So, shehasheva kvasim shel ola, Rashi says, havoyim al alechem, bechovos hayom laseris, kizuksiv, vikraktim al alechem, ain't to tenufa im alechem. Those do not require tenufa. That's what the pasuk is. That's to exclude that the tenufa is only on the kvasim of the shlamim. It's not for the seven kvasim of the ola. That's answer number two. Chanina ben chachinoi omer, meiniach shtei halechem, bein yarkoseim shel kvasim. You put the two lechem, and you have the pasuk that says that each one. He says that the bread's on top, or says the kvasim are top. So he says, you know what we do? Mekayim both. How do we do that? We put the shtei lechem between the thighs of the kvasim umeini. So either they put it in between just like this, or you make the animal crouch, and then you put the bread in between the legs, the two legs. You make the animal crouch, and now you have the bread's on top and the animal's on top. It depends on which part of the animal's on top, which part is on the bottom. But you mekayim both. Right, we are then both parts of the pasuk lechem agabe kvasim, the kvasim agabe lechem. So Rebbe interjects here. He says, "No, with the melech kvasim v'dam in yosam king, you never do that when the melech kvasim v'dam to stick the bread in between the thighs of the animal. It's a little gross. You're never going to do that." So right, again, we're talking about here now because I believe this is we mentioned before that the tenufa by the aseres is done bein b'chayim bein before shkita and after shkita. So this is the special tenufa that's done before shkita. So the animal is alive. He says if the melech basar dam in osin kain, if the melech malchay malach of kodesh baruch hu osin kain, Ella Rebbe says meniach zebid tzadzeh. What does he? What do you do? You wave them next to each other. Next to each other doesn't.
Nobody has a real sandwich.
What?
Nobody has a real sandwich.
No. So he says you wave them next to each other. What says next to each other? Wait a minute, next to each other. How about in and out? The puzzle says in a way, it says al, which should mean on top. So you do next to each other. You're worried when he's trying to be mekayim the pasuk completely. You say it's not melech vasav adam, not a nice way to do it. So I'm not going to be mekayim the pasuk at all. Al means on top. One says no. Al doesn't necessarily mean on top. Amalei Rav Chizda, Rav Amnuna, Rav Amila, Rav Amnuna, Rav Chizda. Rabbi Latameh, Rabbi goes according to his consistent with the Shita. The Amar al basama, because al can sometimes mean. Karen Over points out. Can sometimes mean the stomach. Sometimes it means next to. Sometimes it means it means on top, right? Tosfos and Sota points out that there are different places where the Rebbe says it different ways. But here he says here you say the al means next to because you're forced to by the sukkah. The pasuk is self-contradictory. So he'll use his shita that al can mean next to. The sanya heading with the Rebbe says al means next to, but the pasuk says by the bazichei levona. Vinasata al hamarechas levona zaka. That you put the bezifim al the al the shulchan on it. So Rabbi Omer, al means besamach. He says al doesn't mean on top, it means next to in that case. He says ata Omer al besamach, el al mamash, maybe means al on top, maybe means really on top. So kishu Omer, Rabbi brings a proof. Because what's the proof? The proof is by the parochas. The pasuk says v'sakosa al ha'aronas ha'parochas. You should place the parochas al ha'aron. But that's not true. The parochas doesn't go on the aron. The kaporis goes on the aron. The parochas is what? It's a barrier. It's a mechitza, right? It's a curtain. So it can't be on top. The curtain doesn't go on top. The curtain goes next to. So it separates the different areas in the heichal. V'sakosa al ha'aron as a parochas. I'm omer al b'samach. Al can then mean b'samach. It can be next to. Okay, so there were four answers, right? We had Stephen the Pesukim. Four ways. One was to say, no, that it brings that the left was on top. One says, no, that the Kvasim are on top. One says that they put them in between the animal. And one says that it's next to. What's interesting, if you look at the Mishnah, right? Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Shtei halechem v'shnei kibsei atzeres ketzer oseh nosin shtei halechem al gabei. Which is not out on top of snake fussing. Not because of the Tanakhama that we had. It means on top. Pretty clear. Rambam doesn't talk that way. The Rambam in Maisek Rabbanus, Paraketz Lachachach, Pasuk of Rebbe. Owl is next to it. Okay. Next. How do you wave it? So the Mishnah says, Molech u'mevi. You bring it, put it out and in. Molech u'mevi. Malech u'mori. You bring it up and down. Okay? So Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochan, why are you molech u'mevi? Molech u'mevi l'misha rucha shalo. You wave it back and forth to show, I guess, to pay homage to the one who the directions belong to him, the winds belong to him, with a capital H. Mala u'mori, then wave you up and down l'misha shemayin v'aret shalo. You wave to pay homage to the person, to the entity that the heavens and the earth belong to him, capital H. The Marava in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, must know how. This is the reason they said for these four directions. Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rav Yossi bar Rav Yechanina, Molech u'mevi up and down kedei la'atzer ruchos ros to prevent the bad or evil winds, and in and out to prevent the evil winds. Mala u'mori up and down kedei la'atzer t'lo limroim to prevent the bad dew to get dew. So Amar, we're going to read the Gemara, and then we're going to go talk a little bit halacha. So Amar Rav Yossi bar Rav Avin Zoso Meris. This comes to teach us that Shiyare Mitzvah Ma'achnas Haparonos. Even the non-essential portions of a mitzvah are so powerful that they can prevent paronos, because the waving of the tenufa is not miyakik, and nevertheless, by doing it, the point is to prevent these evil things from happening to you. But tenufa Shiyare Mitzvah. Shenufa is a shiari mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. Yotzeres rufos ros, and prevents rufos ros, which is all you mind, prevents the evil that the bad do. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, v'chein belulav, we'll get to the boss, the same way that you wave the korbanos, that's how you wave belulav. Parallel sugya in Gemara Sukkah, obviously, it's in the Aplam HaZayin Rebeis. V'chein lulav. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mamtilei umaisilei, he would take the lulav, he would wave the move lulav forward, umaisilei, and bring it forward, umachvei hachi, I guess he would hold it there, but Amar, and he would hold it, I think he would hold it like sort of like an arrow, like a bow and arrow, like this, holding it out, right? But Amar giver be'in of the sitna, this should be an arrow in the eyes of the sultan. Alright? Balav milsi, but you shouldn't do that. Right? We should have the la gure be, because by showing, you can't show up the sultan. You know, you can't pump your chest, you can't bang your chest in the sun. This is giving away, another Gemara, I don't remember where, they talked about someone getting married really, really early or something like that. I don't know. The idea is that you can't show up to Satan, because then he's going to come. Because now you make him angry. You can't do that. Not a good idea. So the Gemara mentioned about the waving, about the tenufa. It says, v'chein le'inyon lulav. So how exactly do you wave the lulav? What, how do you do it? So, first we'll read Tosos. Tosos brings down, he says, first Tosos brings down is maybe you only do the tenufa by which korbanos? He says, Shema lo b'chol tenufas oskin. There's a lot of tenufa that we mentioned in the Mishnah. But maybe we don't do this tenufa back and forth, everything like that. Eladaka b'tenufa shal shtei halechem de'atzeres. Daka on the shtei halechem as donan shavuos v'chein luav. Why? Because those are specific days that the wind and the tower are just. Right, Mishum Damrinu b'Perakam of the Rosh Hashanah, the Gzardin Nechlam b'Pesach al Tzvua, and the atzeres al peiros ha'ilon b'chag alamayim. So therefore, you have to worry about. I think it's different. On Shavuos is when you know it's the end of the rainy season. So from now, so you have to. You don't want the bad winds. So from now to Sukkot, everything's going to dry. So you want to have a good crop. So you don't want the winds. And you don't want the bad towels come Sukkot time. The Tosafos points out that these are the places that you do it. Right, Mishtamim Parakam Rosh Hashanah. The Gzardin Nechem on Pesach Tzvul. The Gzardin on Tzvul is complete on Pesach. But Seres al Peiros Eilon on the fruits of the trees and Bechag al Amayim. So that's how you do it. Ulevam and Inua Shavu of Yoshbel Halacha Behova. So what is that? Besides the shaking, it's supposed to bring it back and forth. Uva Aruch Peiros Beerech Not Seres Hanei Halacha Behova. You have to shake it when you bring it back and forth, right? The shaking, bring it back and forth. The Hevi Raya from Yerushalmi brings a Raya from Yerushalmi. Tani Seres Hanei Shalosh Pamim. You have to shake it three times. I'll call davar v'davar. To shake it three times, I'll call davar v'davar. So what does that mean? Right? So boy, Reb Zera, hakan chad, hakan chad, or dima hakan, hakan chad. Is it one, two, three? Or one, two, three? How does that, that's the suffix that he has over there. Let's just skip a little bit. And he says, and therefore since it's ifshut, it's a bai, the low ifshut, became low ifshut, adin l'chumra. This is it's a question that's not answered. So we go to Chumra. Shalosh Pamim Mechol Echad VeEchad. You have to wave it whatever the directions are, which is another machlokas. Whatever the directions are, you have to do it three times in each direction. Machlokas says, what are the directions? Machlokas says, what's the order of the directions? Machlokas says, in the order of the directions, you have to do it one time or three times. So he says, you do it three times, right? Fine, you do it three times. Okay. Right, so that's the issue that's going on here. If you look at Rashi here, it says Moluch Umevi. Rashi says Moluch Umevi, but then he says Litzafa L'Dorim Mizrach Umara, four directions. So there's up and down, everyone agrees, and then the four directions point to Rashi. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Moluch Umevi, just two directions. We're going to talk about that right away. That comes right off the bat. So if you look in, well, if you don't look in, but the Rosh in Sukkah on Perek Gimel Simcha Vav brings the Bala Itur. Well, Bala Itur says, "Minag Abosinu L'Holich L'Havim Ma'alim Atav Vav." Four times, only four times. That right, you have to do up and down. Back the halacha of all watches the four rules in the Olam four ways. Right, so we're supposed to do up and down. Bala Itur says it's the four directions. It out in for because that's two rules. Bala Itur holds like that. Okay, Bala Itur holds like that. We'll see it now. Some development. He says to do it six directions at Das Kitzonis. That's the wrong way. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says, fuck him. You're supposed to do all four directions. The worry that the issue that they have here is that which by doing it out in right, you know, up and down, they're worried about making the cross. They're all worried about making the shas of the error.
Right. Probably direct with the way at the cross, and once they took over, you switched
it around. Right, could be. You're saying it goes backwards. So we don't want to do it that way. Well, I guess I'm just buzzing to move it. So that's how.
The cross came a lot later than the.
Did it?
Really?
I don't know. The cross is a symbol. I mean, I'm not getting it. The cross is a symbol for Yeshu, probably did, yeah. But there was a pagan thing prior to that.
What was a pagan thing?
The Romans were impaling people on the cross for years.
It was a manner of execution. Yeah. Yeah. It was all that.
Right. I'm saying it didn't mean
they took the symbol of what he was
right,
on,
but it didn't right, but it didn't mean it was a holy item until much later.
Right, that's why worst case
scenario,
2,000 years old.
Right, but now the Rishonim are bothered by doing something that makes
that time
right. So that's the machlokas that brought down the machlokas about whether or not you're supposed to be four directional or six for six directional. So just read the Torah.
Did anybody go four directions?
Well, let's bring it to Torah. The Torah says, I mean, before bringing the machlokas about when you do the nanuim, hold you first, hold you second, only four holds you, only one hold you. Ashna svar machlokas. He says, vaninu hu shemolich yado. You take from your hand uminedgo lahala. You bring it out there and you shake three times. He says, all right, three times out there. Three times, bring it back in. The whole idea is that you're facing, clearly facing east. Talking about Golos, Dami and Golos, you're facing east. Because they're supposed to, everything, as they say, you're supposed to go towards the right. So if you're facing east, to the right. No, that doesn't make sense. That would
be
south. Okay, so he says, so it's different. Then he says, "Mutzad Sofon, Vosin Kim upon him, Mutzad Dorum Gantz, Vikim Mutzad Mar, Blumala, Yodo Lamala, Vosin Kim upon him, Varido Mutzad Mata, you do, and do it all around six directions," he says, clearly, six directions. He says, "Sacha called Lamed Vav Ta'amim, 36 Nanuim." Why? Because you have six directions. Right, you have six directions, and times three. Eight, so three going in and three coming out.
No, but that one of them is six. Back, those back is one direction. Forward.
And back.
That's
twice. Each time.
No, but that's part of the six.
No, he's saying you're shaking the lulav in additionally to moving it in and out.
Right.
He says you shake it basically six times per direction.
Per direction. Right. Six times per direction you're shaking.
Out three, in three. Out three, in three. Yeah. Out three, in three.
So that's 36.
This is one direction.
No. This is one direction. This is one direction. This is one direction. This is one direction. So that's 36 times. Right. He says, "Val itter kasev niu der bonav din lekula the inch of chol ruach." He hosts about itter. You don't have to do it all directions. That's he says. Don't do it all in all directions. Fine. Shulchan Aruch paskins. Right, it's Simon Tafresh Nun Aleph Sif Tes. As he says, "Aniyanuohu." How do you do it? Shemolich Yado Mikinegdo V'Halav Yaneisham Shalosh Pamim V'Alacha. You bring it out and you shake it three times V'Alacha V'Shalosh Pamim V'Avav, three times back in. Right, V'Acher Kach Mata Yado Letzad Acher. Go to the other side. V'Osakein. This came the whole side. Arba Tzadim, four sides. Umal Pas. Like you said, not like the Itter. Right, but the Hagav rings. No, the halacha b'havah, he acts machani anua. You don't have to shake it each time it goes out. The halacha on the halvah itself is the anua. So you see a lot of times, I know when I grew up, I was young in Israel, no one was shaking it when it went out. They went in, out. They didn't do the shake as they went in and out. They're passing like this Ramah. Right? Kimoluch umeidu sholosh from the choruach, right? Umatin rosh ha'lulav. And he says also, you just turn the lulav to the side that you're shaking. Also, by me, when I grew up, no one turned their body; just turned the lulav.
Right.
See more in the Nusach Svar places that the body's also turned around. Also, right? Umekishim and Aneya Lematza. He says you flip it over. Fine. Then he says in Sipyud, Yakif Derech Yamin Binanino. You should always go towards the right. Right? Mizrach Dorom Marav Tzafon. That's how we do. Basically, you're in outside Eretz Yisrael. So you should be facing east. But if you're facing east, so then you go with four directions, you always go towards the right. You also have on the Mizbeach, everything goes towards the right. So you go east, south, right, west, north, up, down. That's Minhag Ashkenaz, but the Magen Avraham brings from the Yari that says, no, that you should start from the south. That's Minhag Svard. Start from the south, then go to the north, then to the east, then up, then down, then west. Ramah, Nusach Ashkenaz, is to do it the way you see Nusach Ashkenaz people do it. And the way the subscribe people do it is Api Ha'ari. Okay, fine. Gemara then continues. Right, Tana Rabbana. Zitche Shalmei Tzibor. The Karbana, so the Shalmei Tzibor, the Kivsei Atzeres, Te'unim Tznufa La'achar Shchita. They require the Tznufa, not only prior Shchita, but even after Shchita. There's another Tznufa, right? Utnufasan Kimoshahin. And the Tanufa is also Kimoshahin Divrei Rebbe, meaning that they've been done just like they've done a full animal beforehand, the full animal waved at the second waving. They say, no, the second waving is only done with the Chazay and Shofar, the breast and the thigh. First Tanufa is done the full animal, after Shito you just wave the Chazay and the Shofar. So, but my Kimifuki, what's the Machlokas? Three way Machlokas as to what the Machlokas is. Amri Rechizla Rav Hamunah, but Amri La Rav Hamunah Rav Tizda. The machlokas is about a limud, right? When you learn A from B, so now, so I learn from B, do I take all the lachas of B and apply it to A? Or, right? That's don mina umina. Or do we say don mina ba'oki ba'asra? Learn what I can from B, and then when I pull it back to A, just apply it to the halachas that I know by A. So the halacha by A that we have is the shamis, is if the shamis sivur. I know that I'm waving the whole thing prior to shchita. I learned from B, whatever B is, I learned from B that I'm supposed to wave it even post chita. Now, do I learn it back from B? The halacha would be it's a chazin shok, or do I learn from B that it, that the idea took place? That there is a tnufa, but do it up to the halachas that we already know for the zipchei shamitibo, which is to wave the whole item. This is the gemara without going inside. Let's do it inside.
Okay.
Right?
Now, if you do it with a chazin shok, then the bread becomes poison.
And therefore, it's not cooked together.
No, but
it's not cooked together.
It's
no, there's no transfer. It's not. I mean, at least from a Yoreder perspective, there's no bilua. Right, but there's no bilus without heat. Right, but my kamipki. So amalei Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna, but amalei Rav Hamnuna Rav Chisda. But do we know? But do we know? But okiv asher kamipki. Rabbanan Safri, the Rabbanan who said what? That you do, that the Rabbanan will hold that you weigh the whole animal. Sabri domi nomi no. We learned the Ikar Din Tnufa from where? From somewhere else, which is the Shama Yachid. Just like the Shama Yachid, we have the waving is supposed to, the waving, the post shkita waving is done with the whole animal. Ma zipche Shama Yachid tiunit tnufa lachar shkita. Av zipche Shama tiunit tnufa lachar shkita. Av zipche Shama tiunit tnufa lachar. And we learned, continue to leave it from there. Ma hasam the chazav ishok. Av hafan nam the chazav ishok. So to hear the chazav ishok. We learn it completely from the zipche Shama Yachid. The Rabbi who says no, that we just, the Rabbi says, the Tanakam, it was Rabbi who said that you wave the whole animal, he says, don't mean of Oki Basrak. We learned that there actually is a post Shita Tnufa from the Shama Yachid. Now that we learn that, we apply the halakha to the Shama Tibor, which is waving only the Chazay, which is waving the whole animal, not the Chazay and Shok. Right? Mazuk Shama Yachid Tunin Tnufa Lacha Shita. We learned that just like with the Shama Yachid, you need Tnufa post Shita. So too, in our case, we'll need a waving post shchita. How is that waving done? But Oki Basra will be mami the din of the tznufa into the Shama Tibor, as we know for Shama Tibor. Hasam with the chazav b'shok. By there, by the Shama Yachid, the second waving is chazav b'shok. But kamosha, but aval hacha, by the Shama Tibor, which we already have a concept of tznufa, pre shchita. That's the whole animal. So to the post shchita waving, kamosha and b'chayim, it's going to be done like they are when they are alive, which means completely and not just the chazan shok. That's answer number one to explain the machlokas. Answer number two, Rav Papa Amar Dekuli Alma Don Mino Uminohu. No, you learn completely from where you're learning from, and therefore you learn everything from the yachid, from the Shama Yachid, behind the time of the Rebbe, and that's why Rebbe holds you should just wave. The second waving should be. Right behind the time of the Rebbe, who says you main up the entire Shlomit after Shlita. The question of the Rabban, and if it's no me, no me, no, why do they say only the Chazim and Shok? So the Gemara says, no, so behind the time of the Rebbe, ki Hasam, so Ma Hasam, behind the time of the Rebbe, right, Rebbe, Rebbe says the whole animal. So don't me, no, umi, no, it's the whole. Oh, no, sorry, I said it wrong. Start again. Rebbe says that you wave the entire animal. Chachamim say you wave the chazav b'shok. So, kuli alma don mino minahu, that you learn it out from there. So if you learn it out completely from there, so you should be waving the entire animal. The entire animal is waved by the Shama Yachid. Why does Rebbe say only the chazav b'shok? Behind the time of the Rebbe. Rebbe, this is the reason for Rebbe. He is learning from chazav b'shok, from Shama Yachid. Ki hasam ma hasam davar shematan l'kohen. Over there by the Shama Yachid, what are we waving post? What are we waving post Shchita? You're waving the portion that's given to the Kohanim. Abhacha davar shematan l'kohanim. So over there, what's given to the Kohanim by the Shama Yachid? That's the Chazin Shok. I think that's why that is waved. By here, by the Shama Tzibor, everything goes on the Mizbeach, so that's where you wave everything. I think that's how you read it. Ravina Amar, the Kuli Oma Dominov Oki Biasra. Ravina says no. Everyone agrees Dominov Oki Biasra. Learn from there and apply it to us. So you learn from there and you apply it to us. Therefore, that would mean that you learn from there that you actually do the Tanufa. Applying to us, you should wave the entire animal. So then why did the Rabbanon say that you only wave the Chazav b'shok? Right? Behind the time of the Rabbanon, Bishameyem Ribuahu. The Pasuk says by the Shama Yachid, the pasuk says, "Ki es chazei atunfa b'shok hachum alakachim ismei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem." And shalmehem is said in lashon rabim. Why is it said? It should say mizivchei shalmei. I don't know. I guess it should say lashon yachid. So this is, it says, Lashon Rabbim, it teaches us that there's another place that the chazin shok is waved. That is where, that's why the Shalmei Tzibor. So therefore, the tnufa after the Shalmei Tzibor is done only with the chazin shok. Next. This is a direct quote from the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, Shloshan minim te'unim shalosh mitzvos. There's three types of karbanos is in the sfas. In those three karbanos, there are three mitzvos, but none of those three karbanos had all three mitzvos done to them. They only have two. Right? Shloshan minim te'unim shalosh mitzvos. Shtayim b'chol echad, v'shlishis ein b'hem. The third one they don't have. What are though? So you have zivchei shalmei yachid, v'zivchei shalmei tzibor, v'asher mitzvor. Those are the three karbanos we're talking about. Right, and what is the three things that we're to discuss is, number one, smicha, we have to lean on them, waving when they're dead, waving when they're alive. Those are the three mitzvahs. So the Mishnah said, zivkei shalmei yachid, the karbonos of the shalmei yachid, tu'unim smicha, chayim, you have to do smicha when they're alive, utznufa shchutim, and you have to wave them when they're dead. The aimba had tznufa chayim, but they're not waved when the animal's alive. That's two out of three. Zivkei shalmei tzibor, right? The shnei kvasim, they're te'unim tnufa chayim. They need tnufa chayim ushchutim. They wave both pre and post shmita. They ain't in smicha, but there's no smicha. That's korban tzibor. There's no smicha by korban tzibor. Asher mitzora, the asher mitzora tone smicha. It requires smicha. Utnufa chayim ima tnufa shachar. It's only waved pre shmita. It's not waved post shmita. Now the Gemara is trying to learn from each of the three karbanos. Should have all three halachas applied to it. We didn't have a chomer from one of the other halachas, and then we're going to reject it. Gemara says, "V'hiyu zivkei shalmei yachid te'una tznufa chayim mikav chomer." The zivkei shalmei yachid, which we said requires smicha and requires waving post shchita, should also require a tznufa pre shchita mikav chomer. Why? He's going up from my zivkei shalmei tzibor. He's talking about the shalmei yachid. So just look at the shalmei tzibor does not require smicha. Ain't to smicha chayim. Nevertheless, to unim tznufa chayim. Nevertheless, it still gets tznufa pre shchita. So we should say kabachomer the zivkei shalmei yachid, which are the zivkei shalmei yachid that are toned smicha, which do require smicha. Ain't odin shet to unim tznufa chayim. Not sure why each one's a kabachomer. Like kabachomer is one's more chomer, one's and you learn from the chomer to the kal. Who says that this is chomer and kal? It's just Not clear on the Havmina. So he says, I know, but then we're going to see we switch it around each time for the other three limudim. So he says, "Mal zivkei shalmei tzibor she'ein tunin smicha chayim tunin tznufa chayim zivkei shalmei yachid, which does require smicha chayim ein odin tunin tznufa chayim." And he says, "No, mi rachmona, the specific miut by the zivkei shalmei yachid to tell me that it doesn't have pre shchita tznufa." Need Rachmana Gabi Zivkei Shalmei Tzibor. It says, right, Osam Behenif Hakohen Osam Alechem Bikurim Osam. Only though that item the Shalmei Tzibor requires Tnufu when it's alive. The Lemute Zivkei Shalmei Yachid. It's a Miut that the Shalmei Yachid does not require pre Shchita Tnufa. The only thing that requires pre Shchita Tnufa is the Shalmei Tzibor. Fine. Next. They use Zivkei Shalmei Tzibor. Now the Shalmei Tzibor should require smicha mikavachomer. We said that the Shalmei Tzibor has two tenufos, but doesn't have smicha. Maybe it should have smicha mikavachomer. How do they do that? Uma Zivkei Shalmei Yachid. Right. Look, the Zivkei Shalmei Yachid she ain't teunim tenufa chayim. It doesn't have the pre-shchita tenufa. Nevertheless, teunim smicha. So the Zivkei Shalmei Tzibor she teunim tenufa chayim, which does require two tenufos, even a pre-shchita tenufa. Ain't odin should be tuned in smicha. It should have smicha. I know what the kavachomer is. It's a carbon seabor. You know, that's the rule. There's no smicha on a carbon seabor. So it's the halim to have a kavachomer. It's to break the kavachomer is a rule buster. I know what the halim is. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Gemiri. Right, we have an halacha Moshe Mishinai. Stay smichas with seabor. Halacha Moshe Mishinai that there are only two carbonos seabor. That's the answer. There are two carbonos smicha. Carbonos seabor that have a smicha. What are those? That have a smicha. It's a pound of the seabor and they start mishdaleach. Right. Rashi says, "Gemiri misinai beis smichos b'tzibur the parhelm davar shel tzibur d'ksiv v'samchus ziknei ha'ida and sarhem mishdaleach d'ksiv v'samach aron shtei yadav v'mitzibur hu v'su lekashum smicha b'tzibur." There's no other place you have a smicha by a carbon tzibur.
Right. Let me exercise.
Yeah, now we have a third one. Now we have a third case. Now it's going to the Asher Metzora. Right? What is the Asher Metzora missing? The Asher Metzora was missing post shchita tenufa. So maybe it should require post shechita tnufa. The ashram sor ton tnufa shachut mikabachomer. Why? My zivchei shami yachin. Zivchei shami yachin is the other does not require tnufa mikayin. It doesn't have a pre shechita tnufa. Nevertheless, teuna tnufa shechita shchutin. It does have tnufa after it's shechted. So ashram etzora, the ashram etzora which has tnufa chai, ainu din sheton tnufa shachut. So Kavachomer, I don't know why. So Kavachomer should have a snufa after its shachut. What's it about? Me Rachmor, there's a miut. Gabe Zipke Shama Yachid. By Zipke Shama Yachid, it says, Oso, right? Oso Muti Asher Mitzorah. Only it requires a snufa after Shrita. It can be my Asher Mitzorah that does not require a snufa after Shrita. Again, like he says, interesting exercise to go back and forth to make this Kavachomer. Each Kavachomer is exclusive. You switch the column, the Chomer. In each, in each,
exactly the same on the opposite direction.
Right. So which column? Which one's column? Which one's column? You're switching around the column and column each time. Okay. Let's finish up. Tana Rabbanan, learning a brisa. Chamisha shehiviu korban echad. You have five people who brought a korban. So korban shlamim b'shutfas. After shlamim, so we're talking about tenufa. So echad meinif ali de kulam. One person does the hanafa on behalf of the others. Because all of them can't be doing it together. They can't do it right together because then they'll all be holding it and then their hands will be a chatzitza. But min b'mino was not chotzitz. Right? That's why when we do the fil sepayim, you're supposed to do it on top of something because that's supposed to dab down on the floor. So if you do it just on your arm, that's not a chotzitz to the floor. That's why you're supposed to either cover your arm or you do it over the table. So why is it, it's a min b'mi, it's all skin. It's all arm. Min b'mi no in the chotzitz.
It's two different people.
So? Maybe that's the answer. Oh. The Gemara says, let's say five people bring a carbon that requires snufa. So only one of them does the waving on behalf of all the others. Because if all five put their hands there, so one hand would be on top of the other hand, and it would be a chatzitza between with the carbon.
Yeah.
But it's min b'mino. That's what you say. Kohen.
You have
to
I am for myself.
No, the halacha was by a kohen. The kohen can't walk. The kohen has to walk barefoot.
The chatzitza.
Right. The kohen has to walk barefoot. But what there was a halacha. Can the kohen put his feet on somebody else's feet?
Right.
I don't remember what the answer was there. Anyway, the idea is that you have to. One person does the snufa on behalf of all the others, and it says Va'isha, and also the woman who brings the korban shlamim, so she herself cannot do tenufa, right? Kohen meinif al yoda. The kohen does it on her behalf, which is interesting because it's mashma meinif al yoda that he's doing the tenufa on her behalf as a shliach. But we just said the other day that the korban of a woman and the korban of a guy does not require tenufa. They're not required to do the tenufa. The woman herself, the korban has to be waved. But the woman doesn't have a chiyuv to do the tznufa. So what does it mean, al yoda? Maybe the lashon is imprecise. I mean, he does the tznufa as opposed to her who doesn't do the tznufa because she does not allow to do the tznufa. Not that she...
Is this korban issue or is it a different type of korban?
Whatever the korban that requires tznufa, which is a shlomo. Anyway, right? Okay. Well, we had that when it comes to the sota. It's a big... That was the whole discussion we do about the sota, where he touches... Where he puts his hand under her hands and weighs it. She says, how can you do that? So the Gemara says, maybe it's an old kohen. Maybe it's not. There's no. Not that chiva. We have that concept that comes out in Masechta Sota.
You said that there's no obligation on the woman. It still has to be done.
It still has to be done by the shlamim.
Yes.
So the lashon is al yoda. Right. Al yoda is mashma that's done at mitam shlichus. Like she can't do it. She's required to do it.
There's
but
a requirement,
she,
but she can't.
But the Gemara quote said that there is no requirement on her. The requirement is only on the korban. So it's not that the Kohen's doing it al yada.
No.
The Kohen's doing it. They did the korban.
Right.
So maybe the lashon is just not precise. The chayin hashaleach korbanosa v'mdinas hayom. If someone says his korban from outside, from away, somewhere else, and therefore he can't do the tnufa, Kohen meinif al yada. The Kohen can do the tnufa on his behalf. So Tosos here, this big Tosos, really basically talks about how is it possible to send korbanos v'mdinas hayom? If you send it from Medina Sayyam, then you can't have smicha. Who's doing the smicha, right? Because there's no ain't smicha elabaz zara, and no, I don't know. Smicha is a different story because the smicha has to be done by a zara, it has to be done. I don't know. It's a good point. So the
actually for that, right?
What? I don't know. Tosos says, "Tema the parakol gets from a shleiru chatos of Yisyan, Mark Riven also becheses ukayim." Well, part of the Gemara over there, haboy smicha. That's what Gemara Gittin says. So Amar Rav Yosef, korban nashim, but hafa lo shayach shniyah. He can't say korban nashim here because he mentioned korban nashim previously. The partel of reisha by isha kol meyepa yada. So you say in the end, he says we're talking about maybe it's a korban of a yorish. But here's a question: why can't it? Is that the assumption that smicha can't be done with a shliach? Maybe smicha is so personal because if you're bringing your own fatayim, maybe it can't be done with.
We have a few situations where there's a
tibur
and there's
smicha. That's only two. We said that's halacha moshe mizina. Anyway, okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow on Samach Gimel by the Mishnah. Have a good day.